Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're very excited about having our good friend Brett Clay back on the show. Brett is the founder and the CEO of Change Leadership Group. He's the author of Selling Change and 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. And we're glad to have him back to talk to us about a new way to think about diversity. Brett Clay, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And one of the things that that I've enjoyed learning over the years with our other with you and other leadership and change experts, and that I like to repeat this to my audience because it's important to hear this more than once. And that is that it's not enough to be prepared, to be willing to change. It's not enough to accept change. It's not enough to even manage change. You have to lead change. And, of course, that's basically the title of your book. But leading change, if you're really going to be a change leader, that means you need people to follow you, right? If you're going to be a leader, don't you need somebody to follow you?
That's right. That is the whole idea of my book, Selling Change, is how do you do that?
But when you are a leader, sometimes you get the wrong impression. That means that it should be my ideas that we change to, right?
That, Jim, you are so right on the money. This is exactly the point of the book, Selling Change, and that is, as the leader, you are looking at how you can help other people achieve their goals. And it's not so much about you achieving your goals, because then you're just a peddler, right? And I think you talk a lot about in the age of the customer about the difference between being a peddler and being relevant. Mm-hmm. And so to be relevant, we need to be looking at how we're helping other people achieve their goals. And that's similar to what I wanted to talk about today with diversity. You know, when we think of diversity, we usually think of hiring quotas, getting underrepresented groups in our companies,
having multicultural type of environment. Make sure you've got the male and the female point of view, and people from different backgrounds. All that, right?
Exactly. You hit on it again, and it's about multicultural. It's not about gender or, you know, representation of different groups. It's about getting the different ideas in the company. Mm-hmm. You talk about in the age of the customer how the customer is now in control of the information rather than the seller.
That's right.
Well, in a similar way, if we're going to maximize the productivity of our companies, our workers are in control of the ideas, not us as bosses or owners, managers. Mm-hmm. And having those diverse ideas and having a diverse culture is the tricky part, because our tendency as owners, executives, is to want to have one culture, right? We want to have the HP way, the IBM way. We want to have the Steve Jobs, where we are the all-knowing sage and we tell everybody what they need to do. Well, that makes that's called hero worship, and
hasn't worked out well for me around here, Brett. I haven't seen.
Exactly.
I tried
being
really hard.
A tough life.
I tried really hard. It didn't work out.
Yeah. So we could actually be more productive and make our life easier if we weren't trying to be the hero that knows all the right answers. Mm-hmm. And yet get our people to come up with the ideas. So diversity isn't about representation of different groups, but having different, like you said, views, ways of thinking represented in our companies.
So what would that look like?
Not just
How would we go about mining those ideas? How would we go about taking the first step?
So I have a couple of ideas here. This is just a little laundry list. One is it's all about how can we preserve people's different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. One might be to have an idea of the week, similar to an employee of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get more ideas going. It's about empowering the people.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one that's really awesome, but maybe hard to do sometimes, and that's to have people rotate through other people's positions.
Mm-hmm.
Cross training.
Mm-hmm.
You could call it cross training or a rotation. But the thing is, if you have, like, let's say the person who makes the appointments back in the office, and you've got the, the person in the truck, the plumber, the electrician, you know,
right.
Put that person in the office out on that truck for a day.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get an absolutely different perspective.
Absolutely.
And then when the guy in the truck's complaining, has their own ideas about
right.
what's happening back in the office, put that person back in the office.
And I'll tell you what, let your salespeople go on a trip with the service guys. And let the service guys go on a ride with the salespeople to see the customers. That'll change things too. And one thing about it, Brett, we're coming up on the vacation season. This would be a good time, a natural process, wouldn't it? Somebody goes on vacations before they go, bring somebody in to take over their job the week while they're gone and get used to that. What do you think?
That's a great idea. So I was talking about another idea is to basically take turns. For example, in a leadership role, whether it's facilitating the meeting or be the, like you say, the boss for a week while the boss is out,
mm-hmm.
or have people literally take turns making decisions. And because it's like, it's easy to criticize the person
right.
who's making the decision until you're the one that's having to do it.
Sometimes I'd like to bring an employee in and say, okay, we have to make payroll on Friday, and looks like we're I'm serious, Brett. We have to make payroll on Friday, and it looks like we're not going to have enough cash. And I want you to be, if you'd like to be the CEO of the company, tell me how you'd like to go about getting the money to make payroll so all the checks clear. How about that?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So we're being a little bit...
Not much, though. Not much facetious.
Yeah, exactly. The idea is like when you bring that guy from the truck or the service person in with the salesperson,
mm-hmm.
what you're looking for is not educating that person, but bringing a new perspective in.
An awareness, maybe even a little tolerance. So tell me about the website quickly, Brett.
Sellingchange.com.
Sellingchange.com. Brett Clay and I will be right back 20 after.
When I was a young boy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.